This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here we are, 7 after the hour, on Monday, the 15th of October, the Ides of October are upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer's off this week, so Victoria, it's up to you to lead us into thought.
All right, that's a big task. Well, everyone's thoughts, in the business world at least, are on Sears. After 132 years in business, Sears has officially filed for bankruptcy today. And Sears Holding, which is the parent company of Sears and Kmart, is we're supposed to have a debt payment today of $134 million, which they could not afford. So the only other option was filing for bankruptcy. So it's...
Not going to be started. This guy, Eddie Lambert, who runs the hedge fund that bought Sears out about 15 years ago, is the biggest thief on Wall Street. And there are a lot of thieves on Wall Street. This guy's the biggest thief. He has run that business right into the ground. And he separated. He's smart from a business sense because what he did was separate out Sears Holdings, which owns the business, from Sears Real Estate, which owns the land and the leases where the stores are. So he's always
been... He stepped down today. So he's no longer the CEO. He gave that up. He was the chairman and
the
largest shareholder.
But the hedge fund still owns the land. And this is a way for them to dispel or to disperse whatever they have left for debt and obligation so that all of the value will be in the land and the trusts that own the real estate, whether it's leases, land, that kind of stuff. He may have stepped down, but he's still responsible for what they've done and where they are.
And for years, he was claiming that the company was making progress, but apparently they really weren't. He issued a statement earlier this morning saying, while we have made progress, the plan has yet to deliver the results we've desired. And so he said the bankruptcy process would allow the company to shed debt and costs and become a profitable and more competitive retailer. Well, I don't know. That it sounds like you'd have to probably rebrand, or they'd have to do a whole lot to even change people's perception now of Sears. Which,
Kmart as well.
Yeah.
Kmart's
and so
a junk
now
shop.
They're, totally. And they're closing 142 Sears stores by the end of this year. That's in addition to the 46 that they're closing next month that have already been announced. And so now the new company, or whatever it's Sears Holding, will now be run by three of the top executives together.
Yeah. The best example I can come up with, in downtown Santa Monica, there was an old iconic Sears store right where the PCH meets the 10. You can see it just before you go under the bridge. Up above, it's at 4th and Broadway, if I remember correctly. It's a fabulous old-style Sears store. The logo on the store
is
when you go
there?
In. Yeah, well, they closed it down last year. But I remember going in there. I got all kinds of stuff. Refrigerators when I first moved into that part of L.A., the stuff. I mean, we grew up on the products that came out of Sears.
Yeah.
And we all did, pretty much. And so now that it's been ruined, by this guy. It reminds me of the same play. He's the same kind of guy as what's that other really bad dude who's a hedge fund guy. I can see him now. I'm trying to remember his name. Who, among other things, bought TWA and ran it into bankruptcy, ruined the company, sold off all the assets, and ruined, totally destroyed it. What the heck is that guy's name? Oh, I can see a picture of him. But there have been a lot of people who have done that. Corporate raiders, they get in, they buy control of a company, they run it into the ground, and then they break up the assets and sell them. That's what they do. And this particular, back to the Sears store in Santa Monica, at the corner, imagine the value of the land that's in downtown Santa Monica, a block or two from the pier, next to the biggest hotel, and it's at the junction of the PCH and the 10. Do you realize how many tens of millions of dollars? And that's just one example. So you push the stores out, and then you tear them down, and you put something else there. It's fabulously valuable. And that's what he's done. It's that kind of stuff that has been done. It's allowed. It's legal. Trump did it on several occasions. He's taken companies that, you know, when he was running for president, people said, oh, he's declared bankruptcy. He never declared bankruptcy. But companies that he has run declared bankruptcy. And that's how intelligent investors do it. They separate, they insulate themselves from the difficulties. If they hold multiple companies, multiple assets, they separate them all out. So they all have different LLCs and corporate identities so that if one is bad, then it doesn't destroy the rest of whatever the assets or holdings are. So that's kind of what gets done in those circumstances. What a shame. Sears, one of the great American traditional brands.
I always think it's funny when you look back at, and I've seen this on like Antiques Roadshow and American Pickers, when they find old Sears catalogs from, and this goes back to like the late 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff that you could buy, you had to order, whether it was parts for your wagon or, and I mean
everything.
Like horse and buggy wagon, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing, like some of the stuff that they actually sold.
Yeah, it was Icon. That was the name I was looking for. I just looked up TWA. Carl Icahn. I-C-A-H-N. Bad, bad, bad dude, man. He's put so many people into ruined. I'm just looking back at some old TWA images.
He's got a lot of stuff going on in New Jersey. Now that I'm a New Jersey girl again, oh, yeah, he is pretty much considered to be the devil.
Yeah. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But what he does is legal. So what are you going to do in that circumstance? But TWA is my favorite airline of all time.
What makes it your favorite? Was it just like nice to fly?
Yeah, they were the planes were comfortable, and TWA used to run direct flights from Boston to L.A., and then they stopped when they started having problems. So I would fly, even though I couldn't get a direct flight, I'd go through St. Louis just so I could fly TWA. I fly Boston, St. Louis, St. Louis to Los Angeles. It's just that kind of a. It was the Midwestern values because they were always headquartered in St. Louis. Well, when Icahn took them over, they moved to Mount Kisco, where his offices are, in New York, Westchester County. But he really destroyed the spirit and the love that people had. The old time flyers remember Pan Am, TWA, that ilk. And it was, he was the last one. He ruined what was left. And then to make matters worse, when TWA went bankrupt and they were on the open market, there were a group of former employees that went to the judge, the bankruptcy judge, and said, I'll give you $1 billion to take TWA over. They were all former people that, really knew how to run the airline and loved it. And American, under a guy named Carty at the time, C-A-R-T-Y, who was responsible for pretty much he and get in league with Icahn, and they destroyed it, and they sold off the pieces. And American offered $700 million to buy the assets, and the judge sold it to him instead of another $300 million for people who knew what they were going to do to keep the airline going. And more importantly, to give those people who were left hung out to dry because of the bankruptcy, they would have got $300 million more. The judge was accused of collusion and shortly after ran off the bench. But wow. In the meantime,
then it was too late. Then, right?
The damage had been done. Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly. Oy. All right. So that's learn more about American business tomorrow here on the DJV program. 16 past the hour. Here's something that is a great American business, a great American tradition, is being inventive. So along comes Dr. Martin Ginniger. Dr. Martin Ginniger, a dentist who realizes patients have got a problem with white teeth. And so instead of telling them to go get the toothpastes that have those little plastic things in them that supposedly will clear off the stuff, the grit and grime that's on your teeth, and they're effective, except they, because of the roughness of it, it eats away, doesn't clean, just eats away the enamel, so you're down to the whiteness, but the whiteness exposes your teeth to greater peril. So what do you got? You got white teeth that are easier to have cavities in them. So here is something that's clinically proven, folks, to whiten your teeth 2 shades every time you use it. In 5-minute periods, stains are gone. Your caps, your crowns, veneers, regular teeth, gonzo. No sensitivity at all. Whiter teeth help you look younger, feel good about yourself. So instead of spending $1,000 at the dentist to have them whiten your teeth professionally, using basically the same formula that Ginniger came up with as a dentist, try his way. Power swabs in the privacy of your own home. You don't use strips or trays. All you have to do is apply, and I was going to do a demonstration, but every once in a while the ladies give me, they tease me about me putting my, the power swabs on my teeth. But take it from me and all of us. It removes stains from your teeth, and it'll do it very quickly. All you got to do to get the benefits is to call 800-208-1797 for power swabs. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. You get 50% off the retail price. So clean your teeth in a way that will last, and you'll be proud to smile. 800-208-1797. The only way to get power swabs, 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV to get 50% off the retail price.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/20/18.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Baby, it's all right. 23 and change at the hour. Music time, very important in all of our lives to get a fix on what's going on musically. We get so much pleasure. It's so much a part of our lives. That's why we devote time to it every hour here. This is Christina Aguilera, who is sick and canceling shows. She called off another tour date on her doctor's recommendation. She revealed that she was under the weather, had lost her voice last week, remember? Canceled her show in Ontario, and then she had to cancel a show in Detroit as well. She writes, quote, "It pains me to say I've been doing all I possibly can to speed recovery, and I'm so much closer, but on my doctor's orders, I'm unable to perform in Detroit." She added, "I'm in love with this show, performing it for all of you every night, so is killing me. I have to take a pause, but I trust I'll be coming back to make them up as stronger and better than ever." Never say anything like that. You know how people say as a phrase, "You're killing me"? That's a, you never hold that thought. That's a horrible thing. Never equate that with, "I'm dying of laughter," you know, stuff like that. Bad stuff to put in your head. Anyway, she goes back on, now back to the story. She says, "I owe it to my fighters to give you 100% for every show. You have my word that it will be worth the wait." She's bringing her Liberation Tour to Chicago next. A couple of shows there on the 16th and 17th. Which,
I hope she makes it. I don't know.
Tomorrow,
it's tomorrow
and Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep. All right, so that's the update on Christina Aguilera. Now let's pay attention to John Legend, shall we? Who has released a couple of Christmas songs. Let's crank this up, his version.
Let your heart be light.
We've all decided.
And that King Cole thing going on.
Yeah.
Troubles will be out.
I like him a lot. I think I make that clear every time we talk about him.
I love him, too. He's so good live. You would really like him live.
He just has a nice spirit around him and about him. He's got a good aura, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he singing? Who's on it with him here? Who's
I don't know who that is.
It's Esperanza Spalding, who she won a Grammy a few years ago, and no one's really heard much from her since, but really? She sounds good on this song.
She's a jazz. Yeah, she plays, what does she play? Cello?
Natalie Wilson. It sounds like Natalie Wilson.
I don't know who that is.
Nat King Cole's, Natalie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Natalie Wilson. There is a Natalie Wilson, but this is not the same reference. All right, so John Legend has a, now the album is going to be out in October, right? It's due at the end of October, or in October. Well, what, the 26th, that's only 10 days from now, less, next week.
Yep.
Legend is also hitting the road for a nationwide 25-day Christmas tour. I'd like to see that.
I want to see this so bad.
Kicking off in November, yeah. Let's see here. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And the new original song called Bring Me Love.
What? I love this
Bring
one.
Me Love. Why do I think this sounds like something else? Bring Me Love. Bring Me Love. Bring Me Love. Who did that song before? Come on, Kara.
You know, this is his new original Christmas song.
No, there's a song called Bring Me Love.
Are you thinking of Buy Me Love? Can't Buy Me Love?
Nope. Bring Me Love. There's a song called Bring Me Love, Bring Me. It's by the Jazz.
I don't know, but it's not this song, and I really love this song. We're going to talk over the whole thing.
Crank it up, and I'll tell you who it is. Because it's all I wish for this Christmas Eve. No, I don't want much of love
at all. The Jive Ace.
Oh, my God. It's...
Look at that. No, seriously. When you hear it, you'll love it, Victoria. If you've never heard this, you'll love it. We'll play it. We'll dig it out. We'll play it. But anyway, John Legend's album comes out October 26th. So Christmas!
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make it king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up, a few windows looked are broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro, I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be touring the devastation in Florida and Georgia from Hurricane Michael today. At least 19 people are known dead from the storm, but there are at least 50 people unaccounted for in Panama City and Mexico Beach. President Trump says there will be, quote, severe punishment if it turns out Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, though, Trump didn't go into detail of just how he might punish Saudi Arabia.
It's being looked at very, very strongly, and we would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and did not deny it vehemently.
Turkey says Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit team at the consulate in Turkey. Now Turkey and Saudi Arabia have agreed to form a working group to look into it. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's that music that brings us into each portion of the DJV program. This week, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen holding down the fort. Jennifer is off. I'm going to depart from the normal, if there is any such thing. Yeah, we kind of each hour and half hour bring you up to date with some of the trending stories, trending news, and talk about it. But because we were just talking about John Legend a few minutes ago, and he's got a song that reminded me, this is how it works with me, the quarter on the sidewalk. So there's a song called Bring Me a Smile, right? Isn't it? Bring, what's the
Sunshine.
Legend song?
Bring Me Sunshine. John Legend is Bring Me Love. This is Bring Me Sunshine.
Right. So I remembered a lyric line from a song, Bring Me Love, and we worked through it for a couple of minutes, and I remembered it was the Jive Aces, who've been on this program a couple of times from England. And this is one of their signature songs called Bring Me Sunshine, Bring Me Happy, Bring Me Love. And I thought it was so great. This will fix anybody's problems. You got a problem today, forget about it. Listen to this for a couple of minutes. The Jive Aces. Crank it up, Jared. Even Victoria went crazy when she heard this. She wasn't.
I love this stuff. This is sort of like big band revival.
You refer to it as scat.
Well, which just, I think, just the beginning part where he's, you know, saying not actual words.
Right. He's not singing. It's just a story. Is that what you mean?
Well, really just going wop bop a luba, you know, like
yeah.
That's
it. Wop bop a luba, ba ba bam boom. Yeah, right. Crank this up. Yeah.
Through the years, never bring me any tears. Let your arms feel warm and fall from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Bring me your shoulders.
Bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine.
All right. I like it. I like it.
It's fabulous stuff. Great, great, great stuff. All right, the Jive Aces, if you want to go online, just Google Jive Aces and you'll find all the great stuff. That one will really get you going, I'm sure of that. It's 23 before the hour here on the DJV program. Still people talking about the weather, the hurricane, that sort of thing. And I realized as I was, every morning when I'm going through all my news sites, I also like to see what's going on in my business, that is the business of radio, what happened as a result of the storm. A company basically has closed all their radio stations and say they're not going to rebuild them down there. And then I went on to something. I was talking to the ladies, Victoria and Kara, off the air about something that so, I don't know whether this troubles me or it's just another, okay, this is what's going on in America these days. There's a class action lawsuit that's been filed against National Public Radio, and there are those who think that if this is successful, the lawyers, a team of lawyers sniffing around to make trouble, much as anything else, has found willing participants in the 36 million deaf people in America. So listen to this. The lawyer, a guy named Philip Sullivan, alleges that NPR, listen to this, folks, really, listen, stop what you're doing for a minute. Listen to this. This guy says that NPR denies people who are deaf the opportunity for equal access to the services it provides by failing to use the available technology for video on its website. Remember, NPR is an audio service, and they, like many other audio services, are now providing videos for the people who listen or who are interested. But this lawyer says they have failed to use the technology, and he intends to, he's put NPR on notice. There's a four-minute video entitled, A Four-Minute Surgery That Can Give Sight to the Blind. This is something that NPR posted, and this was something to help the blind. So where is there something like this to help deaf people? Is basically what he's saying. Start offering closed captioning and stop offending the people who listen to you who are deaf. How can there be anybody listening to NPR because they're deaf?
That's the problem, is they're trying to get the information and they can't because there's no closed captioning. I feel like you're trying to...
So watch the television. Is closed captioning on TV, isn't there?
No.
Sometimes you can add it yourself,
yeah,
but...
Sometimes you can,
I think that's... I mean, we're kind of making fun of it a little bit here, but it is a problem for a lot of deaf people who are trying to get news, who are trying to keep up with politics, who are trying to enjoy different things, and they can't because there are a lot of places that they have no access to. It's the same as any other handicap. I mean, we wouldn't be joking if someone
in a
wheelchair...
I'm not really joking. I'm bothered by the fact that there must be... Where have deaf people gotten information prior to this? By reading newspapers? Where do they get their information? Why hasn't there been a suit before this on behalf of deaf people?
Because now
I'm not making fun of deaf people. I'm just saying I'm actually zeroing in on lawyers.
I guess it's coming out now because now there is easy technology that a place like NPR that has access to a lot of money and a lot of technology, there's access now that they could give
to deaf
people.
And
I guess that didn't exist before.
I would want to know whether these people, instead of filing suit first, It's like, shoot first, ask questions later. Did they go to NPR and NPR said, screw you, we're not going to do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I find that hard to believe.
It seems very specific. Maybe a deaf person complained about it to their lawyer, and the lawyer, you know, got all, okay, this is a chance for us to make a lot of money. You're right. Maybe something like that is happening. But I know when I go on YouTube and I see it, there are a ton of people who complain on news services like the BBC and stuff like that of not being able to access any of the content because they don't put any of the words on the screen. And to me, that's a fairly simple, easy thing to do. NPR already transcribes transcripts of pretty much everything.
So that's what makes me wonder if they went to him and they're just filing the suit to see if they can't shake him down.
Maybe, but I do think it's an important thing. You know,
this may have stemmed from a lot of complaints that deaf people have made to NPR and then.
But to NPR, I could buy it if it was some talk station in Austin, Texas or something, or some national show like Limbaugh's. Yeah, we can't. We want to, you know, but in this circumstance.
Why? Because NPR is so progressive and you're surprised that they don't have that?
Yeah.
I mean, NPR is great, but I don't think that they have everything together. I think that NPR is the same as a lot of other stations in that, you know, I kind of did a big project on them in school, and they still, you know, all of their sports stories, the vast majority of their stories are still done by men, and they're, like, very little women involved in it. And so in ways that you would think that they're super progressive, they're not really that progressive, so... I don't know. There's a lot of people who are disabled who are not able to access the content, and I'm not really that surprised by it. Because I see it all over the Internet all the time.
Let's fix that. It's time for us to do some sports. Victoria, you can do... you can represent women in sports for the story of women-only car racing. This actually looks like fun, but as usual, when something good happens, there's somebody who's going to take a shot at it. So,
A lot of women are not happy about this. It's called the W Series. It's a women-only car racing series that will begin in 2019 competitively. It's an attempt to funnel talented female drivers into high-level racing like Formula One. According to the series itself, 18 to 20 women will be selected from a pool of applicants, and they will compete in identical Formula 3 cars in 6 races across Europe next year. There is a $1.5 million in prize money. $500,000 of that will be awarded to the overall series winner, and then the rest gets distributed. The W Series issued a statement saying at the heart of the W Series DNA is the firm belief that women can compete equally with men in motorsport. However, an all-female series is essential in order to force greater female participation. Now, here comes the backlash. A lot of female drivers say that they should have taken the $1.5 million in prize money and supported women's teams to compete in the already existing series, like Formula One and Indy 500 and all those other race series that are dominated by men, by male
Indy
drivers.
Indy 500,
all of that stuff. And so Lynn St. James, who is a very well-known driver, she's competed in 7 Indy 500s between 92 and 2000, and she helps develop young drivers. She said any opportunity that gives a chance to put women in cars, it's great, but you have to take a hard look at it. She said, do we need a women-only series? No, I don't think there's a need for that. And a lot of other drivers are basically saying the same thing. One driver, Pippa Mann, who is a 6-time Indy 500 driver, she called the series an historic step backwards on Twitter. And so now here's the thing. Unlike most sports, men and women can actually compete head-to-head in car racing because there's no physical advantage to being bigger and stronger if you're a man.
Right.
So it's not like the WNBA versus the NBA, which it was a comparison that a lot of people tried to make on social media. There is really no need to segregate men and women in this. And women are really not happy with this. So we'll see how it goes. It starts in May of 2019. So
Googled.
It'll be interesting.
Lynn St. James, the first article that came up was Lynn St. James talks about driving your ass off. She must be quite a character, I'm guessing. I don't know her. I've never heard of her before. But I think there's something. It's really back to the same issue. I mean, it really is the same issue. It's men trying to deal with the stresses of the day. That is the push to have women equal in every aspect of our lives, of life today in America, and that this is their token way of Yeah, I mean, I can understand the actually the thinking on both sides, but
yeah.
Is it a step in the right direction?
I think on the one hand, it might introduce us to some women drivers that we may not have seen before.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. Yeah.
But at the same time, I understand the argument from a lot of the female drivers saying, well, take that money and support our team. We need sponsors. Danica Patrick has no career right now because she lost all of her sponsors.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I totally see both sides of this. I don't know. I think for the male drivers who are supporting this, maybe it's a way to get women off their track, and that once you separate this, it will be one of those separate but not equal. And I think that a lot of women may get pigeonholed and stuck there.
A lot of other activity here. Skier Lindsey Vonn says she's going to retire at the end of the upcoming season. She holds the women's record for the most World Cup wins, 82 of them, just 4 wins behind all-time leader Swedish skier Ingemar Stenmark. She said she didn't want to retire until she broke his record. She still says beating him would be a dream come true, but she's also content with the success that she's already seen. Last couple of years, she's been plagued by injuries, fractures, torn ligaments.
Winter Olympics. Yeah, she had a really rough time. It's sad.
Yeah.
Because you want to see somebody go out at the top, but not, you don't want to see someone just failing and failing, and then, you know, gets depressing. Well,
she has a great reputation and had a great career, actually. Here's something for us to be thinking about with regard to our own selves, your health and well-being. I was just looking at this study that came out over the weekend, found nearly one-third of young Americans are so overweight they can't join the military. So the military has recruitment challenges, and that's because people are just eating and eating and eating and whatever. The satisfaction that comes from eating some of the fast foods, it tastes good. I get it. It's yummy. But then what happens when you fill up your body with that and you don't have any of the good food that you need? Along comes Texas Superfood, creating a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes, probiotics, energizing herbs. It's called Texas Superfood for a reason. It starts with 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of their nutritional perfection. There's no chemicals, there's no HMOs. HMOs, good, Doug. There probably aren't any HMOs in this. No GMOs either. Texas Superfood, free of herbicides, pesticides. You get the point. You know what's going on here. So let's get to their website, texassuperfood.com/Doug. See all the full line of quality nutritional products there. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check out the awesome things that they have there. And you can order right then and there. TexasSuperfood.com. They have capsules or they have powdered form. I have the powder. Mix it with my drink every morning. So check it all out. Get these 55 fruits and vegetables in your system. These are things you really need. And this is so easy to do. It's so easy. Come on. Enhance your body. Enhance your health. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check them out.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Individual. individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Music most of us recognize, hopefully, from Laverne and Shirley. Penny Marshall was, what was the other lady's name? I never can remember. I can see her, but I can't remember. Chuck Curry, what was the other star of Laverne and Shirley? What was her
Cindy
name?
Cindy Williams.
Cindy Williams, that's it, right. Exactly. They were great friends, apparently. I don't know if they still are, although something in the back of my mind tells me that Cindy passed away, but I don't know that to be the case. Penny Marshall has been very sick for a number of years. She's a big smoker, and it's taken its toll on her. How old is she today, Chucker?
75.
Is she? Okay. And her health. Her brother was Gary Marshall, who passed away last year, too. Producer of lots of great television shows.
Correct.
Yeah. And didn't he produce Laverne and Shirley, as I recall?
Yeah, he did. And yeah. Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff of one of the great sitcoms of the late 70s, which was Happy Days with Henry Happy Winkler Day. And Ron That's Howard. Right. Yeah. And Laverne and Shirley got so popular, it even became more popular at one point than Happy Days.
Had been. Yeah.
Yep.
Right, so very
first
cool.
First time I saw Penny Marshall probably was in The Odd Couple with Jack, Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. She had a role on one of the girlfriends of the characters. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But she also was a pretty good director. Didn't direct a lot of movies, but the movies she directed were pretty good. A League of Their Own, which was a terrific film.
Yes.
Big, with Tom Hanks, also really yep. good. And A League yep. of Their Own, which with
fabulous.
Tom Hanks yeah. won an Oscar for Best Supporting yeah. Actress. So she was a talented director also.
Yeah, she was. Well, we wish her well. Hopefully she'll be able to hang on for a while. Anyway, a good career. Thank you for reminding us of that, Chucker. All right, we have some movie news coming up in a moment, including box office totals from the weekend. Stand by for that right after this.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so Chucker, I went to see the El Pablo or El Diablo or El, what was it?
Bad times at the El Royale.
Yeah, very interesting concept. Very good cast, by the way. Dakota Johnson plays a very interesting role that you're not used to seeing her in. Jeff Bridges is his usual good self. And what's his name? The heartthrob.
John Hamm is in it, right?
Hamm is in it, yes. He gets I'll tell you, I won't give it away, but none of them make it out alive except for two of them.
Oh, all right?
Oh, brother.
But the other one, Hemsworth is in it, too, is the bad guy.
Who plays Thor.
Yeah. Well, we didn't play it here in this movie, but it's I was trying to see all the other movies that were out this weekend. I couldn't get any tickets, so I went to see this one. And it wasn't.
You couldn't, but seriously, you went to a movie that was actually sold out? Really?
I couldn't get it.
I mean, there were on so many screens, I didn't know that happened anymore.
Well, it happens in Framingham. I don't know what. I didn't want to drive to another theater, another town.
I got you.
It was.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give that film?
Six and a half.
Okay.
Six and a half. All right, so what else? What happened quickly? Box office over the weekend.
Number one was the superhero movie Venom with Tom Hardy. 35 million film has bucked the trend of weak reviews. I like this movie. It did 142 million in 2 weeks of release. A Star is Born, which is a massive word of mouth hit. 28 million, 94 million in 2 weeks of release. That on a $36 million budget. Very impressive job by Bradley Cooper. First Man, the Neil Armstrong story. Week 16.5 million with Ryan Gosling in its opening weekend. Goosebumps 2, 4, and Smallfoot, an animated film, ran out the top five.
All right. Sounds like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.